the guy to talk to regarding the now worsening China relations. They were working to try to have a good relationship. That might have been part of the problem in the first place, because China cannot be trusted. They don't play by any rules. Let's leave all of this to former congressman, a former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, all-around good guy, Congressman Mike Rogers. Congressman, always a pleasure, my friend. Nice to have you on board. Have things been going well for you?
Paul, it's been very, very busy of late, but all things are going well. But thanks for checking in. I appreciate that.
Well, we love to hear that you're going to New Hampshire and that you're doing a lot of things that would make a lot of us happy if it would lead to you deciding that, in fact, you would like to run for president.
You are too kind, sir. I will tell you, I've had a lot of conversations in states. You know, and by the way, if you're going to try to influence the narrative politics, important to show up in places like New Hampshire and South Carolina and Iowa and Nevada. Then, you know, listen, people, I think, are ready to move on. They are ready for some change. And we're just, like I said, this is kicking tires in the earliest form. But it's been interesting. And the trips have never gone without bearing a little tiny bit of fruit.
Well, good for you. Well, I'm a big supporter of yours for a long time. And be that as it may, let's talk about currently what in the heck is going on. Was China testing us? Were they pushing the president to see if he reacted quickly, which he failed at? I mean, we shot down a balloon after they got all of the information they could possibly be looking for. And I still think they should have tried to capture the balloon and all that technology. But give me your thoughts.
No, we absolutely should have tried and figured out a way to get that balloon. And I tell you why, you don't know exactly what's going on. Yes, we can read signals coming off of it. Yes, there are certain things that we can do to stop signals from going off of it, meaning if you were trying to transmit. But what we do know from public records is that the fact that that thing was, in fact, transmitting somewhere. And remember, when you're 60,000 feet, not that high to shoot something up to a satellite. You can bounce it around the outer atmosphere pretty quickly. And so I want to know exactly what was on there. What was their interest? And by the way, you can kind of re-engineer where that thing went, we may have missed it at some point. You know, saw it over Alaska. That was probably the first good place to take care of this. And then when it entered U.S. airspace, they should have done it again. And if, in fact, it's true that this happened before, then why in God's creation didn't we have the ability to try to snag that thing and get it down? And listen, we have very sophisticated, high-altitude surveillance aircraft and other things. And so there are ways you can do it. It wouldn't have been foolproof. I mean, there's certainly some risk in there. But imagine the payload of intelligence you get off of that. What were they looking for? How were they doing it? Were we able to jam certain signals, and they were still able to, by a passive satellite signal, get information out? We don't really know the answer to that. And now that they've shot it down over the Atlantic, we're not going to know the answer to that.
Well, something that you have stated, and in fact in this morning's Nolan Finley column, and he's on right after you, in fact, coming up here this morning, you said the Biden administration is not equipped to deal with the threat China poses. That's scary.
Listen, they've again and again shown us that they are too unwilling to take hard stances. And listen, the Chinese are moving out, Paul. They want exactly what we want. They want to sell it. They want America to be customers. I always say that China doesn't really have any friends. They only have customers. Yeah. And so they would like to take the manufacturing jobs that we have, produce in China, sell it back to the United States. And they're doing this all over the world. And they're moving out on cornering markets of natural resources in places like Africa and Middle East in ways that we understand what they're doing. We can see what they're doing. But the administration just keeps thinking, well, if we just keep borrowing a little more money we don't have and spending it here in America, that we will just be just fine. And what's happening is the Chinese are moving out smartly in order to try to corner things like global reserve currency. Now, that'll take a while. But people say, well, who cares? What does that mean? Well, it means that we will no longer have the dominant dollar, which means our standard of living is us living will go down. Things like that that are pretty sophisticated, and we just don't see the administration having the courage or the ability to push back in a way that says the United States won't be pushed around on the world stage.
Well, you know, everything is politicized. This has become very political, both sides. Here you have Speaker Kevin McCarthy accusing President Biden of failing to act. Here's the quote. First, Biden refused to defend our borders. Now he won't defend our skies. That was the tweet from Kevin McCarthy. Well, he hasn't defended the borders, and he certainly didn't look like he was defending our skies, given that this balloon was around for a long time. He proudly said, Wednesday, I told him to shoot it out of the sky. And by Saturday, they did.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it makes us look feckless that we watched this balloon. We had press conferences tracking the balloon. Remember that old O.J. chase scene in Los Angeles?
Yes.
It felt a lot like that to me.
Oh, my.
Like,
yeah.
You can see it's not moving all that fast. We do have ways to stop that thing. It was a little bit maddening for me. And again, their whole thing was sending the military out there to talk about the progress, and we think we're jamming it, so it's not going to do well, although we don't know the answer to that. This is the problem, and when you do look at the borders, when they're standing there with people almost running over them saying, oh, all is fine here, nothing to see, then you see this where the hot air balloon basically traverses the United States, of which we are all but certain has spy gear on it. And we twiddled our fingers. It does look like the administration is having a hard time getting its sea legs on pushing back on anything serious.
It does indeed. And with China, you have to be able to do that, and quickly. Always a pleasure. Mike Rogers, a former congressman, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. I hope soon a candidate for president of the United States. Thank you, my friend. Stay in touch.
You're too kind, Paul. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right. See you later.